McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty.
One and a half year here, get me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the Draisaitl scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Hello, hello there. Happy Monday, March 8th. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get 20% off your next order. It's game day, baby. Edmonton, Ottawa, 7 o'clock puck drop. From Rogers Place, we'll get to Hernan's hot tip predictions. We'll hear from Dave Tippett and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. We'll get our daily bets in as well. But first off, why don't we recap Saturday's game? Whew, what a game that was. A slow start for the Edmonton Oilers once again. I think Calgary had 22 shots and out-hit them. We saw a couple of good scraps there. Nurse goes with Lucic. And Nurse is a tough guy, but you saw how strong Lucic is, man. Holy smokes. Nurse took he took the worst of it, but I'll give him props, man. His team didn't have much juice up to that point, and Nurse took on the big guy and full marks, man. Absolutely full marks for Darnell Nurse. And then James Neal with Matthew Tkachuk. That was a good tilt. Both guys threw some nice shot there. I'll give the edge to James Neal there, but good on the old guy there to drop the gloves and get it going there. The game was not much going up until Jesse Puljujarvi's goal. A great pass by McDavid to Russell. Russell does a little fake, then takes it to the outside and is able to get it on net. And Puljujarvi cleans up the rebound to tie it at one. And it didn't start well in the third as an early goal by the Calgary Flames. Noah Hanifin would give him the lead. But then you saw the combination of Draisaitl, Yamamoto, and McDavid. And they played a lot in that third period, and they were the difference. They led the comeback as Yamamoto on an absolute sick feed from Draisaitl would tie the game. And then McDavid just with a wicked shot down the wing beats Markstrom, and that's all she wrote. The Edmonton Oilers, we'll get to it, but in that game, it wasn't looking good early on. I think the first 30 minutes, Oilers fans were a little concerned. Again, they weren't scoring. They weren't generating a lot. Calgary was kind of taking it to them. They were hitting everything that moved. You can tell that they knew Daryl Sutter was was watching, but the Oilers were able to find a win, and that was enormous, absolutely enormous 2 points for them, especially in regulation. McDavid, 3 points, including the game-winning goal. Yamamoto, 1 goal and 1 assist, and who called that on Friday? Yeah, what a hit, man. Damn, I should have bet on that. I got to start betting on what I'm saying here. But Yamamoto with 1 goal, 1 assist. Draisaitl had the one helper. It was an absolute beauty. He had a chance at the open net and just couldn't finish it. Smith, 34 saves. He kept his team in it, man. This guy's been really good this season. He was one of the big reasons why Edmonton was able to come back in this game. Power plays in that game. Edmonton 0 for 2. They got to get that going. And Calgary got one on a beauty feed from Lindholm to Gaudreau. They were 1 for 3. Oilers PK leaking a bit as they've given up power play goals in 4 straight games. And the power play has in the 4 games since they've scored. So special teams taking a step backwards here. So they need to get that going, especially in this 3-game set. Versus the Ottawa Senators. So once again, Oilers big win on Saturday night. That was awesome, and good to see them get back in the win column. Oilers now sit at 15-11 with 30 points, third in the North Division. The Senators tonight come in 9-17-1, 19 points, seventh in the North Division. Ottawa's coming off a 4-3 shootout win last night in Calgary. That was a fun game. Matt Murray got the win there. So we'll see who goes tonight for the Ottawa Senators. The season series for these two teams, Edmonton's 4-0 outscoring them 18-10. Edmonton on the power play against Ottawa's 4 of 12, and they've killed 12 of Ottawa's 14 power plays. So the special teams doing some good stuff against the Ottawa Senators. And some more good news for the Oilers is the Sens are 0-5 this season on the second of back-to-back. So we'll see what kind of effort we get from the feisty Ottawa Senators as the Edmonton Oilers and the Senators do battle from Rogers Place. 7 o'clock puck drop. Of course, the Oilers coming off that 3-2 win on Saturday night over the Calgary Flames and now lead the series 3-1. So good on Edmonton there, kind of taking it to the Calgary Flames so far in the season series.
Yeah!
All right, guys, coming up next, we'll get to practice notes. We'll get to Dave Tippett, and we'll continue to tee up the Ottawa Senators and Edmonton Oilers from Rogers Place. You're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I'm your host, Hernan Salas, as we're teeing up Oilers and Sens that goes on this Monday evening. Let's get to the head coach, Dave Tippett, and in between that, we'll update everything that's going on with the Edmonton Oilers from practice. What kind of lineup changes we will see for tonight's game. Let's kick it off with Dave Tippett talking about is Koskinen starting and the new look of the second line that has Jesse Puljujärvi, Tyler Ennis, centered by Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Koskinen starting tonight, yeah. Nugent and Ennis are both real good skill players and make good plays in tight spaces. Puljujärvi is probably our best forward at creating loose pucks, getting to the front of the net, big guy whose work ethic has been very good for us. So, you know, when you put a line together, you're looking for some chemistry or just synergy between the three. And, you know, Nugent, Ennis are good, real smart players, veteran players. Hopefully Jesse can bring them some energy. So, it's you know, it's one of the things, and on paper it looks like it should be effective, but you got to get in games to see where
it goes. There is a little bit cut off. Draisaitl's going to play with McDavid and Yamamoto, so an absolutely loaded top line, and then Ennis with Nuge and Jesse Puljujärvi. And according to what we saw from practice yesterday, Cahoon was on the fifth line, so he's probably out in the bottom six. Looks like it's going to remain the same as Saturday's game. So that'd be Shore with Turris and Kyra, and then Neil with Chiasson and Haas would be your fourth line. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it's always great to watch McDavid and Draisaitl play together, but didn't Dave Tippett say, he doesn't want to be a one-line team? Well, he's definitely one, unless that second line can get something going here on a consistent basis. And I'm excited to see that line. I want to see Nuge with JP and Ennis. So yeah, a lot of things to track tonight. How about Baron Jones? They were okay in that game against Calgary. I thought they got better as the game wore on. But here is Dave Tippett on where he's at with the combo of Ethan Bear and Caleb Jones.
Well, we're trying to build their game. You know, Bearsy's kind of been up and down through some injury this year. Jonesy's game's been up and down. We've put the two of them together, and we're trying to build their game. And, you know, second and third period against Calgary, they were pretty good. You know, they both can move the puck well. They're agile. They both just got to get their game up to a level where we know that they can get to. And with both of those players, you know, they've had some ups and downs this year, but we're trying to push them into getting to a place where we know they can get to, because they've showed it before. Both Jones and Bear had really good stretches last year, especially Bearsy the whole year. We're trying to get those two players back to that level. And if they do, they can become a really effective pair down there. So hopefully they take another step tonight and move in the right direction. Because if they can get their game up and going, it just makes our whole group a lot better back there.
Yeah, listen, I think we're all big Ethan Bear fans here. We all saw what he did last season, which was absolutely amazing. And then I had Caleb Jones as my breakout player. He struggled this season. Hopefully he can find his game, because like the coach said there, if they find their game, it's only going to benefit the Edmonton Oilers here. So that was Dave Tippett on Baron Jones. Don't look for any changes to the D-core tonight. Mikko Koskinen, like he said, is starting. He's 7-9 this season with a 3.39 save percentage. Goals against average, 8.9 save percentage. He's 2-0 this season versus the Sens, so need a big game from the big Finn here. He needs to start matching what Mike Smith is doing, or I'm telling you, Alex Daylock's going to come in and start pushing him. All right, guys, here's Dave Tippett. You know, the Senators are playing better as of late. They're still 7th in the North Division, but here's Dave Tippett's thoughts on the Senators playing on a different level.
Well, the first point you made is essential for any team. You've got to get solid goaltending. I think their goaltending was up and down earlier in the year, and now it's come back and it's stabilized a little bit, so it's given them a chance every night. But they're young players. If you look at them, they're gaining experience. They put them in a position where they're going to get lots of opportunity. And as you gain experience in this team, if you're good players, you're going to get better. And that's what their team. You watched them play last night. They're a team that plays quick. They have good skill. They work hard. You know, so they're a team that's for their struggles they had early. For different reasons, they continue to improve, and they'll be a handful here. They've played much better lately.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No lines today from the Ottawa Senators, so I'll just read out what they had yesterday in Calgary. They might stick with the same. They won with that lineup. So first line, Chris Tierney between Connor Brown and Brady Tkachuk. Your second line is Nick Paul with Colin White and Yevgeny Dadonov. Tim Stützle with Josh Norris and Drake Batherson, who's on an absolute heater right now. And your fourth line is Ryan Dzingel, Artem Anisimov, and Austin Watson. I know defensively they're going to show a bot is with Nikita Zaitsev, Mike Riley with Artem Zub. And last night it was Gudbranson with Erik Brännström, but just seen some Ottawa media tweet out that they might see Brännström out as Ottawa went with five defensemen. I think halfway through that game, Brännström rode the pine there. So we'll see if there's a change there. And as far as the goaltending goes, Matt Murray went last night, so you're probably looking at, well, I don't know. You might see Matt Murray again. He's playing well, so why not? So we'll wait and see. I know Daily Faceoff has Matt Murray as unconfirmed, so we'll wait on that. But as that is your lineup, potential lineup for the Ottawa Senators. All right, one last one here from Dave Tippett. He was asked how important it is to start well when playing a team on the second of back-to-backs.
You know, what happens on a back-to-back, the team that comes in, they want to get a good start. So they're not behind in the game. So they're stressing a good start. The team that doesn't play the back-to-back, they're stressing a good start to get them down. So everybody wants to have a good start. But in essence, it's how you play the whole 60 minutes. And a start could dictate some of that. You know, just because if you have a bad start and you come back and win the game, then you're all right with it. If you have a good start and win the game, you're all right with it. So it tends to be talking points, but in the end, to win in this league consistently, you have to play a strong 60 minutes, and that's what we'll be looking for tonight.
All right, guys, those were your lineup notes. One last one is Dave Tippett also chimed in. Josh Archibald is day-to-day with an upper body injury. He is 100% out for tonight, and you missed a little spark plug. He hits like crazy. He's always mucking it up, so definitely going to miss the little guy. Hopefully he's not out too much longer. All right, guys, that was Dave Tippett. Those were your game day notes ahead of the Edmonton Oilers facing off against the Ottawa Senators. Coming up next, we will hear from Nugent Hopkins, and we'll get to a lot more. You're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Last segment here, guys, on the Locked On Oilers podcast. What's shaking out there? Let's get to some news from around the NHL before we get to Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Jack Campbell and Wayne Simmonds skated at Leafs practice earlier today. Pittsburgh Penguins forward Colton Seaver and Dallas Stars forward Justin Dowling both hitting the waivers today. So we'll see if they get picked up or not or clear tomorrow. So in 6 games in the NHL, Edmonton, Ottawa, of course, one of them, 7 o'clock puck drop. Elsewhere, Minnesota is home to the red hot Vegas Golden Knights. Arizona's on the road to take on the Colorado Avalanche. The Sharks are home to the St. Louis Blues. Ducks and Kings meet in Anaheim, and the Montreal Canadiens are in Vancouver to face off against the Canucks. All right, guys, quickly here, let's get to some stats for tonight's game. Edmonton is 9th on the power play at 25.3%. Ottawa sits 27th at 14.7%. Edmonton on the PK is 22nd in the league at 75.9%. They've kind of backtracked here in the last 4 games. Ottawa's 23rd at 75%. Goals for Edmonton 3rd with 83, Ottawa 14th with 72. Goals against Edmonton 7th now at 80 goals against, and Ottawa's 1st. They've given up 105. And faceoffs, Edmonton's 14th, Ottawa's 21st. Your leaders for the Edmonton Oilers, of course, McDavid leads in points with 43, goals with 15, assists with 28, power play points with 8. 18. Barry is your top D-man in scoring for Edmonton with 18 points. Draisaitl leads in the plus-minus category at plus 16. For Ottawa, Batherson leads in points with 18. Batherson and Tkachuk tied in goals with 9. Shabbat leads in assists with 13. Batherson in power play points with 8. Nick Paul leads in plus-minus in a plus 4. And Thomas Shabbat leads all defensemen with 16 points. Head-to-head stats, Draisaitl has 9 points in the 4 games, followed by McDavid with 8 and 4. And Barry has 5 and 4, and McDavid and Draisaitl are playing together tonight, so look out. And for your Ottawa Senators, Dadonov with 3 points in 4 games, as well as Tkachuk has the same 3 points in 4 games for the Ottawa Senators. All right, guys, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is back to playing center. He's going to center Jesse Puljujarvi and Tyler Ennis. And here is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins as he met with the media earlier today.
First of all, with your likely line mates tonight, you know, Ennis obviously is a veteran in the league, and Puljujarvi seems to be getting better week by week. What's the key to connecting with those guys tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we got to find that chemistry early, and probably going to have to keep it simple against these guys early. So I think just close support for me. Going back to center, I got to make sure that I'm supporting these guys as much as I can, and having a lot of talk out there, but yeah, I think if we can keep it simple early and just kind of always kind of be around each other and support each other, it will go a long way for the rest of the game.
And you touched on it, but I mean, look, you've obviously played center most of your hockey career, so it's not like you're doing something completely foreign. Is there a little bit to get back into the groove, or are you just like you're back there and you just keep rolling?
I mean, there'll definitely be a little bit taking faceoffs again. Have to get used to that, and obviously, usually, most of the time, being the low guy in defensive zone, so it'll be a little of adjustment, but shouldn't take me too long. Obviously, like you said, I've been a centerman most of my life.
Ryan, with the shift to the middle, and with the line that you have, can you just discuss just how critical it is for when Leon and Connor are playing together to have some backup offense? It seems obvious, but you know, in order for those guys to play together, other lines need to be able to contribute, and that falls directly to you guys.
Yeah, obviously we want to have secondary scoring, no matter who's playing with who. I think all the good teams in the league, they have scoring from every line. So obviously we got to find a way to contribute, and whether it's on the scoreboard or just playing well and not giving up anything. But obviously we want to try as much as we can to produce out there.
And how much of a challenge do you take it for yourself as well to produce from that spot, you know, whether you're playing with Leon or Connor or not? But I mean, you're an offensive guy that's produced for years, but to be able to do it and generate it on your own.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's I'm not on my own, obviously. I got Enzo and Jesse beside me, so yeah, I mean, we, like I said, we want to be able to produce and kind of follow those two guys' leads and go from there.
So that would be sort of the question. Does it become a challenge to the whole team? Like when the coach takes Draisaitl and McDavid, puts them on one line together, he's also saying, okay, we got three other lines and we need some production from everybody. Do you go into a game, not just personally, but does your whole team go into a game with a little different mindset with this alignment?
Not really. I mean, I don't think we've thought about it as much as you guys. Obviously, it's those guys have played together in the past. We know what they can do together. We always focus on everybody always focuses on playing as best as they can, and everybody's trying to produce out there. So, I mean, nobody's going to be gripping their sticks too tight or thinking, "Well, okay, well, we have to score now because those two guys are playing together." I mean, it's you want to produce and you want to help the team out, and there's lots of ways to do that, but obviously the secondary scoring is something that is always important.
Hey, are you struggling in your fantasy league, or are you trying to lock down first place? Get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Collin gives you tips, insights, and analysis for the season-long Dynasty and DFS leagues, breaking down all the stats and information to keep you ahead of the competition. Subscribe to Locked On Fantasy at Hockey Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, guys, that was Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who will be centering JP and Ennis. I'm very intrigued by that line. Let me know what you think of the new shuffle in the top 6. Do you like it? I mean, Dave Tippett said he didn't want to be a one-line team when we all wanted the dry line, but now he kind of is because he's got the two big guys together with Yamamoto. So you tell me, do you like the shuffling in the top six as they play four games this weekend? I mean, it worked. It made them beat Calgary in that third period. So obviously, and we all love watching Dryden McDavid, but are you a little concerned that it's going to fall off after that? So let me know on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Let's get to Hernan's hot tip for tonight's game. I got two. I got Mikko Koskinen needs to give his team a chance. He's got to be solid. He can't let any weak goals in. He's prone to let one in a game more often than not. So Mikko Koskinen needs to give his team a chance to win here. And the special teams, I said it in the opening, they've given up a goal on the power play in four straight games, and they haven't scored in four straight games on the power play. So for me, special teams and Koskinen need to be huge in this one. Prediction, I'm going with the Edmonton Oilers. I just think you're getting a team on a back-to-back coming off a nice little win there in Calgary. Edmonton's kind of owned Ottawa this season, going 4-0, outscoring them 18-10. So I'm taking the Edmonton Oilers with a 5-2 win. My point leader for tonight's game, I mean, kind of hard not to go with that big line. Drysdale only had one assist, but he looked really good playing with Connor McDavid. McDavid had the big night on Saturday night with 3 points. I'm going to go with Drysdale tonight with 3 points. I think he's starting to feel a lot better. He's back with a guy that he has a ton of success with. So look for Leon Drysdale to have a big night. Your bet of the day for betonline.ag. I mean, you probably have to take points for McDavid and Drysdale, 2-3 points. They're probably paying pretty well for those right now. You took McDavid. I know my buddy Connor Halley pulled his bet on that one, and he was kind of regretting it after. Well, it wasn't looking good early on, so you give him a break on that one. But Connor McDavid right now for at least 2 points is minus 135. Drysdale's minus 127. But if you go with at least 3 points, McDavid's at plus 210 and Drysdale at plus 235. So you probably have to take one of those two big guys. And look at a guy like Tyson Barrie. He's got 5 points in four games against the Ottawa Senators. He's for at least 1 point, minus 108, at least 2 points, plus 359, at least 3 points, plus 1190. So I don't know if he can get the 3 points, but look for McDavid and Drysdale for sure. And Tyson Barrie might be one of those sleeper because he has had success against the Ottawa Senators this year. As far as games, guys, Edmonton's minus 222 at minus 221 at home. You're not going to make a lot of cash here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the Minnesota Wild at plus 102. They're at home to the Vegas Golden Knights, who've won six straight. Something's got to give. I think Minnesota's playing some great hockey as well. They dropped the game here and there, but they're a quality team. They're playing well. That Kaprizov guy is awesome to watch. So that's my bet. It's not a big one. They're at home. They're the underdog in this one, but you put a hundy on this, you get 102 back. So I'm thinking the Minnesota Wild at plus 102 at home against the red hot Vegas Golden Knights. Again, I am no expert. Take it with a grain of salt. That's just, I like to make money. I hit a nice little parlay yesterday. Washington, Pittsburgh and Ottawa Senators. So it was a nice pleasant surprise today when I checked into my account. And quickly here, today is International Women's Day as we celebrate all the great women around the world. To my mother, my sister, my two nieces, my girlfriend, my friends and colleagues and cousins all over the world here in Edmonton, Chile, wherever they are, we celebrate you today and all your wonderful work. And where would we be without the women in our lives? So big shout out to all the women in my life as we celebrate International Women's Day. All right, guys, time to wrap up this edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. You heard from Dave Tippett. You heard from Nugent Hopkins. We got some lines. We got some game day notes and all that stuff in as well. Not a lot of news around the NHL, but for tonight's game, yeah, the Oilers, Mikko Koskinen needs to be sharp in this one. No freebies. Special teams needs to take a step up here. They've kind of fallen off in the last four games. I think the Oilers got to come out hot as well. They can't come out like they did against Calgary. This Ottawa team will find a goal. They got some talented young players. They're feeling good coming off that win. So the Edmonton Oilers have to jump on them early. Don't give them any hope. And the most intriguing thing for me is the top two lines. As we'll see, you know McDavid and Draisaitl are going to create. You know that. It's obvious. But that second line, man, and it's interesting. Nuge is back at center. Ennis sat out last game. Looks like Cahoon will sit out this one. So I'm so intrigued to watch that second line, see if they can create and generate some goals. And we'll also, we're assuming the bottom six is going to stay the same and the defense pairings. It looks like that's the way it's going to be from Saturday night. So We'll see if they can get some secondary scoring as well. But the Oilers, overall this season, very good against Ottawa, which has been a nice, pleasant surprise, because in years past, you saw the Oilers struggle with some of the lesser teams in the league. So Edmonton needs to come out hot, needs to come out firing, put a lot of shots on net, play with that. I know it's hard to play with that same passion maybe than you have against Calgary, but why not? Throw some hits. If you have to drop the mitts, drop the damn mitts. That was awesome on Saturday night. So the Edmonton Oilers look to win their second in a row, their 16th win of the season, and look to continue their dominance over the Ottawa Senators and win and go 5-0 on the season. Hey, these next three games against Ottawa are absolutely huge. So Edmonton needs to take advantage of the three games versus Ottawa and the one with Vancouver on Saturday night. All right, guys. So let me know, what do you think of the shuffle in the top six? Let me know your predictions. Who's going to kill it with points for the Edmonton Oilers tonight? Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. For my producer, Juanito, thank you so much. He's a little hurting today. He's a little hurting today, so he didn't want to come on, put his mic on there and chime in on the Edmonton Oilers. But great work as well. I appreciate you. Keep the downloads coming. Subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. The podcast is doing really well. I appreciate all the support. For the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man. It's game day, baby. Edmonton, Ottawa. Go Oilers, go. Enjoy the game. And we'll chat tomorrow.